fitter, happier. A program about your health, for your health.
Tattoos and piercings are the most popular form of body art in WA, but more and more young people, or everybody, are also getting other forms of body art, such as branding, sacrification, dermal anchors, and beading. So whatever you may be considering, body art is a very personal choice, and there are many reasons people choose to do it. It can make a real statement about who you are, but it's also important to be clear about your reasons for getting body art and know how to get body art that doesn't harm you or your health. Today on Fitter Happier, we're talking to Jala Downs, Scientific Officer in the Department of Health's Environmental Health Team. Jala, thank you for being on Fitter Happier with us today.
Thanks for having me.
So, as someone who has a few tattoos myself and a few piercings, this topic is pretty close to me. So let's start off by talking about some of the current trends in tattoos, piercings, and what's happening out there.
Well, probably the biggest trend at the moment is cosmetic tattooing. More and more people assume that cosmetic tattooing isn't actually tattooing, but it actually is. It is penetrating the skin. It is a form of tattooing. So that's one of the biggest ones we're coming across. Other ones are stretch piercings for flesh plugs and flesh tunnels, scarification and branding. And I don't know how common they are, but they're certainly out and about there.
Let's talk about cosmetic tattooing. So this includes things like eyebrows. I've seen people get eyeliner tattooed on and lipstick tattooed on.
You can get your whole face done. I've met people that have had their entire makeup done and then they never have to do their makeup ever again except for maybe mascara. So it's quite popular.
So are we talking about foundation, blush?
Yep, all of it.
Wow, I did not even know that that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
So talking about, well, not, I mean, coming away a little bit from the cosmetic tattooing, but what kinds of, or what forms of body art are there? So other things that, you know, we're talking about the tongue splitting and the plugs and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's a huge range, and basically any part of your body you can modify it. The area is expanding all the time and I'm having trouble keeping on top of all the things that are available. I mean, something that made the news last year, I think it was eyeball tattooing, where you can change the colour of your eye. And it's very dangerous and we would highly recommend against it. But basically any part of your body that you can modify, there's probably something that you can do to it.
Yeah, right. So what are the potential risks?
The health risks are the biggest ones. So scarring, nerve damage, excessive bleeding, pain that people don't necessarily think about. Allergic reactions. You can have allergic reactions to metals that are used in piercing or tattoo dyes. And allergic reactions, bacterial infections, viral infections, so hepatitis and HIV, and other sort of risks such as teeth chipping. If you get piercings in your mouth, you can rubbing against your teeth and rubbing away the your gums, and probably the biggest one is regret.
Yeah, I'm sure there are some absolute horror stories out there and things with regret, because a lot of people don't realise that although the hole may cover up, you're still going to have the scars there.
Yeah, and sometimes they can stretch, piercings can migrate and move and not end up where you planned them to be.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you put anything in your skin and it can migrate slightly, or it can migrate quite a lot, or it can even reject, and so your body can reject it and push the piercing out.
Okay, yuck. Ouch. So how do people, if people do want to get tattoos and piercings, how can they choose the right one?
I'd start by going to established studios, go somewhere where they are registered with their local government and have regular inspections, where the tattoo artists look respectable, it's looks clean. They're open to you asking as many questions as you want, because they should want you to feel comfortable. If you start asking questions and they get defensive or upset, then you should probably find somewhere else. And don't go to someone's backyard, because they're not inspected, they're probably not registered, and they probably, well, there's a good chance they don't know what they're doing.
Okay, so I didn't actually know that. So to be a tattoo artist or a piercer, you have to have meet certain regulations. How is that regulated?
Every tattoo studio and piercing studio needs to be registered with their local government, and that is a regulated industry. And they have to meet the requirements of the code of practice for skin penetration procedures. And so they're looking at things like infection control. So they're looking at cleanliness, that they wash their hands, that the tattoo equipment and piercing equipment is sterilised appropriately. But what they're not looking for is technique. So they're not looking to see that your tattoo artists know what they're doing or they're a good artist. So that's why you should really go to established places where they employ reputable tattoo artists, and they've had quite a lot of training. And you should ask to see examples of their work.
Okay, so let's talk about young people and piercings.
Sure.
I'm sure that lots of people want to get piercings before they're of a certain age. I think I was one of those rebels. So what are the restrictions on young people?
Okay, now we don't regulate this. This is actually regulated by the Department of Child Protection, but we do get a lot of questions about it, so subsequently I know a lot about it. So basically it's illegal to get a tattoo if you're under 18. It is illegal to get ear piercing if you're under 16 without your parents' consent. If you're over 16, you can get your ears pierced, but it is illegal to get any other part of your body pierced without your parents' consent until you're 18. And if it's illegal to get any intimate piercing, so that is genital, breast piercing, done until you're over 18, and even without your parents' consent, you cannot get that.
So what are the ramifications for someone who may have done that?
Oh, look, I can't remember the penalties off the top of my head, but there are certainly fines of $10,000 and upwards, and even jail time for people who do pierce people without their parents' consent.
All right, so once we've got the tattoo, the piercing, the body modification, how do we know how it's best to look after it? What if we come into a bit of a spot of bother?
Okay, well, you should choose, going back to choosing your tattoo studio, you should choose one that and piercing studio that offers aftercare. So they should tell you what to look out for if there's an infection, and you should go back to them if it's a mild infection or you're not quite sure, and you can always go to your GP for advice, or if you've got a severe infection. But looking after your tattoo or piercing after you've got one, you shouldn't pick at it. You should leave it alone as much as possible. If the tattoo artist puts a dressing over it, you should leave that there for the recommended amount of time. You should do things like wash your hands before you touch it or handle it or clean it. And you should, you know, not have sex or get bodily fluids near intimate piercings until at least a week after you've had the piercing, or until it's healed.
Have you ever heard of some horror stories?
Oh my God, I've got lists of horror stories on my computer.
Oh, I think that'll be for another time. But one other thing I wanted to ask about, what is your personal advice for someone who may be considering getting a tattoo or piercing?
Know the reasons why you're going to get one. Do it for you and not for anybody else. Do your research. Have a good idea of what you want. I think tattoo artists would get pretty annoyed with people if they go in and don't actually know what they want. So have a good idea of what you want. Take your own sketches, take your own pictures, and talk it through. You don't necessarily have to go to one tattoo artist. You can look around and find one that you're comfortable with, and they should want you to be comfortable.
Yeah, sure. And let's talk about if something does go wrong, people shouldn't be afraid to speak out?
Absolutely. Oh, for goodness sake. First thing you should do is speak out. Go and see someone as soon as you notice a problem, because it can get worse. It can. We do know that about 3% of people who do get a tattoo do get an infection. And infections of piercings are even more common.
Okay, so where can they go? What can people do?
If they get an infection,
correct,
I would go straight to your GP.
Okay, well, we're speaking with Yala right now, and we're talking about, on Fitter Happier, talking about body piercings and tattoos. If you did want to make a complaint or find out any more information on specific body modifications, contact your local government environmental health officer or hop online to Healthy WA, which is healthywa.wa.gov.au. Yala, thank you for being on Fitter Happier.
Thanks for having me.
This has been an RTRFM podcast. RTRFM is an independent community radio station that relies on the public for financial support. You can subscribe online at rtrfm.com.au/subscribe.